Blog Talk Radio.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's
hands. That's a way to wake up in the morning right there.
Yes. I love this song, and that Leroy Jenkins gets eaten by zombies is just fun.
I gotta admit though, every time I push that button, that sound pops up, I get scared. I'm like,
I forgot about
them. I don't, man.
but you're catching up with me quite well in the zombie lane.
You know, it's different, though, although I did have a nightmare about that last night.
You had a nightmare about zombie lane.
I totally had a nightmare. Like, I had a nightmare that zombies were coming after us, and all I had was a shotgun.
Oh, no!
And since I don't do anything else with zombies, it has got to be that particular game.
It's got to be that. It's got to be it. That's an amazing game.
It's all fun. Right. It's fun.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, it is Friday, and this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey, except that Corey is out playing out in the sunlight somewhere, you know, that thing that's going to ruin her gamer's tan. And instead of Corey, I've got Miss Snow White this morning. How are you, Snow White?
Hello. I have to admit I'm a little worried about my mouth.
That's fine. Mine gets me a little bit in trouble every once in a while, too.
Okay, well, good, because I'll do my best, but, you know, I'm not promising anything.
You people may want to have your headphones on this morning if you're at work and listening to this. Just a warning. Just a slight bit of a warning.
Because Snow tends to have a dirty mouth.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, so I guess we want to just jump right on into the news.
Yeah. You want to go first or me?
I can go first because...
Sounds good.
All right. I am pulling this story from GamePolitics.com this morning. Catholic Bishops Conference supports R18 plus rating. Catholic Bishops. While we have no idea where most Australian politicians stand on yesterday's draft proposal for an R18 plus video game classification, the new adult rating is getting some unexpected support from the Catholic Church. According to a GameSpot report, the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference said that they welcomed yesterday's proposed guidelines for adult rating for video games. Unfortunately, not all religious groups agree. The Australian Christian Lobby described the changes as frightening. Oh, imagine that. The world isn't flat either, you guys. In a press statement, the conference, which carries the influence of the Catholic Church in Australia, said that it would support the rating because it could not achieve its preference of having adult material banned. A tepid approval for sure, but the church admits that it is better to have such content under a proper rating system that parents can use. All right, so what exactly does the press statement say? It says, in an ideal world, the sort of material that is included in an R18 plus or higher classification films and computer games would never be seen in a civilized democracy. However, it is not an ideal world. In the real world in which we live, such material, unfortunately, is produced and is available, sometimes legally and often illegally, within our society. The preferred position of the Catholic Church is that the R18 plus material should not be available, but if such an outcome is not achievable, then the Australian National Classification Scheme should include an R18 plus classification category for computer games. The Australian Christian Lobby described the proposed guidelines as contrary to the interests of parents and children. Yes, because it's much more pleasant to be able, you know, for these kids to be able to go out and get these, or these parents to not know what kind of games they're getting for their children, right? The draft guidelines were released by the Office of the Federal Minister for Home Affairs, Brendan O'Connor, yesterday. MPs are expected to vote on the proposal or at least discuss it or revise it at the July SCAG meeting. Yeah. All right. You Christian lobby group, just go tie some plastic bags over your head, okay?
All right. I just want to preface that by saying the views of Ginger do not necessarily reflect the views of Gamer Girls Radio as a whole.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Christian groups. Nothing. As long as...
No games.
As long as you leave our games alone. No. As long as you don't try to push your own ideals on everyone else. That's my one stipulation.
Yeah. So how well are they known for not doing that?
You know, looking back at their centuries of history, I'm saying not very good.
Yeah, then I'm not going to be too upset about the plastic bags comment.
I am so trying to behave. Like, I'm doing my best not to sit there and say something. Woo! Okay. I kind of agree with the guidelines for games, and I do think that parents need to know what they're buying for their children. But on the other hand, really, you're going to put all these stipulations and all these things on video games, and yet you leave everything else open.
You know, my thing for these Christian or for these religious groups in general. Well, all right, have they read the Bible?
Right. Really?
What's in it? And you're talking about with some video games.
Right?
All right, so you got some news for us?
Oh, is it my turn? Are we doing
it's your turn.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got a lot. Let me figure out what I want to talk about first. I actually did research. You know, Corey would be proud. She'd be like, oh, really?
Very nice indeed.
Oh, there's one thing I wanted to bring up before I forgot that we actually talked about last night on the show. But for those of you who do not listen to our show at night, first of all, shame on you.
Yeah, shame on you.
It's every Thursday night. Oh, gosh.
When we get down and dirty.
That's right.
Like, 9 o'clock Central Time.
What?
9 o'clock Central Time is what time it is.
She said 9 Central, 10 Eastern Standard. And that's when I'm allowed to be let loose. So I'm a little... less today than I normally am. But I wanted to mention this. Cutest story ever. We talked about it last night in the front lines. There was a little girl named Cassie Crichton. Okay? She's 5 years old. And she was allowed to go to Toe Jam, which I think is like a developer kind of thing, mm-hmm. a company for developing games. And she was allowed to go there. And her dad, who has got to be the greatest dad ever, actually helped her make a game.
It is the cutest game in the world. Cutest game in the world.
It's called Sissy's Magical Ponycorn Adventure. I hope I got the name right. But if you look up Sissy's Magical Ponycorn, obviously you're gonna get what you're looking for. But she's 5 years old. She did most of the voices, and her voice is, oh, my gosh, I think I squealed. Like, I don't know how many times.
Too cute. Oh, my God. Yeah.
She played this, and then... You know, you go through the game. She did all the voices. Her dad helped a little bit with it because there were some that needed to be done for males. The characters were all her idea. She came up with all of them. She drew all the pictures. The story was her idea. So all of this came from this 5-year-old fantastical imagination. And I'm like, it is so cute, and I am so proud of her for doing this. Props. Dad, you did wonderfully. That kind of makes you hot to me because you're
yes.
And I totally made that PG. What I wanted to say. But I did want to mention that real quick. So if you do want to go see something really cute from a 5-year-old game developer, probably the youngest game developer in history, I would bet money on that. It's Sissy's Magical Ponycorn Adventure. It's worth it.
It's just adorable. Yes, totally worth it.
Totally wrote that, yeah. All right, is it my turn again or your turn?
I can go.
I'm not sure how this works, so.
We got to switch back and forth.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm pulling this one actually from PC World. Rumor, Sony NGP memory halved to battle Nintendo 3DS. The writer says, I'm sure you've heard Nintendo 3DS isn't doing as well as Nintendo hoped. There's GameStop complaining 3DS sales are lagging from what the expectations were in the U.S. There's Nintendo admitting late last month that the system's selling much slower than hoped. And then there's the rest of us who like the 3DS well enough, but we're smack in the midst of a mainstream opinion here. Told you most of the launch games were let down because, well, they were. And this is true. I've gotten to play one at Best Buy. Launch games, not very good.
That's normally what happens. The launch games with consoles, except for Super Mario Brothers, which was the best ever.
Got my Xperia, and it's got Sims 3 on it. Oh, so pretty.
What?
Yeah, Xperia came out yesterday, PlayStation phone. I got one in my hot little hands.
It comes with Sims 3?
Uh-huh.
I'm so jealous.
I'm loving it. It's hot. All right. So French site 01net claims that Sony plans to have the non-3G NGP's system RAM from 512 megabytes to 256 megabytes. They also suggest that the VRAM's been halved from 256 to 128 megabytes. But then that's my Google Translate but that's also which NGP has NPM. I won't speculate pointlessly about the restrictions those cut my place on game developers, but the PlayStation 3 has 265 megabytes of RAM and 265 megabytes of VRAM, and the 3DS has just 128 megabytes of RAM. So assuming developers are on those toes, why worry? The whole 512 megabyte system RAM was never writ in stone. So apparently they are doing this to meet the price of the Nintendo 3DS. If they keep it the way they were intending it, it would be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So to compete, they are pretty much shooting themselves in the foot. And I think that's horrible. It's a PlayStation. You want it to be able to play the adult games. You don't want it to just be able to play the stupid little flyer game that's like on the Nintendo 3DS.
Okay, well, while I agree with that, I also have to agree with them cutting it in half in order to lower the price. Because, man, right now, as I'm looking at the store you're looking at, and it said that the tiered prices are set at like $350, and $250. And for a handheld, to me, right now, in today's economy, that's a lot of money. That's almost, for some people, that's like, man, that's a whole grocery bill for a month, more than
mm-hmm.
that could possibly be like most of a rent payment, maybe a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's a lot,
true.
And you can do more with the specs they have. You can do more with your games if you put creativity into it instead of the same old crap. You know,
a
game doesn't have to have excellent, awesome. Oh my gosh, look at these stupendous graphics kind of thing in order to be good.
This is very true. And I don't know, I played the Nintendo 3DS for quite a while as I sat there in Best Buy, and I wasn't impressed. It wasn't very good. It actually kind of gave me a headache.
You know, a lot of people have said that, and I can totally see that. Although
no,
I don't know for certain, because the only one I saw on display, I tried to go play and it was broken.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Broken right off the bat.
Yeah. I was like, you know, this doesn't really help my confidence for this particular product.
No, not at all.
All right. Let's see. I have other stuff that I wanted to talk about. Talking about Sony, I wanted to mention that the Sony has put out that PlayStation 4 is under development, which is, I'm kind of surprised by that, because PS3, it hasn't been out that long, has it?
Several years.
That's still not that long in a console life. Not to me, at least.
It seems like console lives are getting shorter, so.
You know, you're probably
and,
right, yeah.
You know, with Xbox, with Microsoft getting ready to release the next Xbox at E3, it doesn't really surprise me that PlayStation would, well, Sony would try to do something with PlayStation.
Yeah. Well, Sony Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly, but Masaru Kato, he was asked about it, and he said, and I quote, "We have a portable NGP to be launched later this year, so we have developmental expenses to be incurred for this product and for the home equipment. The PS3 still has a product life, but this is a platform business, so for the future platform, when we'll be introducing what product, I cannot discuss that. But our development work is already underway, so the costs are incurred there." So he didn't exactly give a name to it, but obviously the press has already dubbed it PlayStation 4. Because, you know, PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3. What's next?
Yeah.
That's right, boys and girls, PlayStation 4. So Mm-hmm. So apparently Kato is hinting that there is a PlayStation 4 development underway, but said that it's going to take a bit because of obviously the production costs for the NGP are going to take a hit on their profits. Hopefully not. They've already had their share of problems for the year, I think.
And they have, and mm-hmm. it's not been pretty for them, so...
Not at all.
No, hopefully whatever they're going to do will kind of bring them out of the slump. All right, so is it your go, my go?
I think it's your go, although we could, you know, roll on and talk about the Sony, I forgot the word. You go. I forgot what I'm talking
about. All right, I will do that.
Yes.
I'm pulling this next story from GamePolitics.com. Connected Tennessee rewards Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. Connected Tennessee's Computer for Kids, Preparing Tennessee's Next Generation for Success program awarded the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee with more than 150 brand new computers this week. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funded the project, which deploys computers, academic support programs, and workforce training to at-risk populations. Those in the state's foster care system who are aging out as they turn 18 and youth are active in the state's 76 Boys and Girls Clubs. Over the next 3 years, the program hopes to impact the lives of nearly 60,000 youngsters across the state. Seeing as I've been in Tennessee, yes, they need this. State Senator Bill Ketron, an enthusiastic supporter of the program since its launch a little over 3 years ago, said that the program's impact in Middle Tennessee is significant. He says, over the past 3 years, Connected Tennessee's Computer for Kids program has changed the lives of children across Tennessee with the gift of technology. This program has made great strides in closing the digital divide in Tennessee by putting computers into the hands of those citizens that need them the most. And the Preparing Tennessee's Next Generation for Success project is going to impact nearly 60,000 more deserving youth. Today, I congratulate the Computer for Kids program for launching this new phase of the program, and I wish Connected Tennessee much continued success in the future. The program is the result of a $2.3 million American Recovery and Reinvestment Act grant awarded to the CF4K program in August 2010 by the U.S. Department of Commerce's National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Administration's Broadband Technology Opportunities Program. That is incredibly too long for a name. BTOP gives grants to support the deployment of broadband infrastructure, enhance and expand public computer centers, and encourage sustainable adoption of broadband services. For those of you who live in Tennessee and want to check out more information about this, or if you're just curious, you can go to connectedtennessee.org.
Nice. And, you know, speaking from a teacher perspective, this is needed in every state.
Mm-hmm.
Every state. And I know some school districts do offer it, but not all of them do, and that's a pity because it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. So kudos, Tennessee. Put your thing down.
Way to go, Tennessee.
Woo! I do want to talk about a new movie that was supposed to be in the works, but apparently it's lost its director. The movie is based on the game Uncharted, I haven't heard of it, so I had to look it up. Okay, just so you know. Yeah, it's basically action-adventure, third-person shooter video game. It's developed by Naughty Dog and published by Sony. That's right, y'all. It was made exclusively for the PS3, and it was supposed to be made into a movie, but it lost its director. I'm just going to go ahead, and I got this off of GameSpot. Go GameSpot. Ooh, good stuff. It says, yet another game-to-film adaptation has hit a stumbling block as Variety reports that Oscar-winning director David O. Russell has cut ties with the big-screen version of Uncharted, citing creative differences. The Hollywood Trade reports that the split was amicable. They had casting of big names like Mark Wahlberg, Amy Adams, Scarlett Johansson, and Robert De Niro. I guess that was all in the works. Never confirmed, but in the works. And they said it's probably going to be redone. The director said he wanted to be respectful of the source material, but he felt it was his duty to make the movie more movie-ish, I guess. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. So basically, he wasn't going to stick directly to the game, I guess is what happened. And the company making the game really wanted it to be the game. Obviously, it's based on Uncharted. It needs to be about Uncharted. So I think that was the major issue. And this would have been interesting to me because most video game movies I've seen, You know, they're actually, they're not that bad as long as you take it with a grain of salt. Like Doom 3, or Doom, I should say, not Doom 3, but Doom was hilarious to me. I liked it. So it's a pity that this one isn't going to work. Maybe they'll find another director of Mr. Russell's caliber that can take this on. You never know. Never know.
You never know. You don't know. All right, you cheaters. Yes, you get your day in the sun too, apparently. Eleanor Xbox 360 cheat game saves on Exploder. Yeah, this is for you guys who can't figure out puzzles. Get a clue with Exploder. We have the cheating case notes. Eleanor cheats saves to unlock all cars and save points from a variety of cases. They say, have you been driving around that huge map for hours, can't work out the clues? You need out cheat saves. Our exclusive Exploder cheats offer a variety of saves, including all the available cards and saves at strategic moments in the game, so you can jump the case if you get stuck. Eleanor is set in 1947 Los Angeles. You play Cole Phelps, an LAPD officer and a rising star within his precinct. Cole is trying to live a life of redemption to right the wrongs he committed in World War II. You need to rise up the ranks from patrolman to homicide and beyond. Don't get bounced to a desk job. Get Exploder Cheat System for the Xbox 360. Please don't do this. I know I'm reading this story, but please don't do this. No, if you have to do this, just go
put the game down.
Yeah. Put the game down, go back and play your Wii, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, not good, not good. All right, so if you want this, you can head over to exploder.net, which is X, you know, the letter, exploder.net.
Okay, I have to admit, a few times when I got stuck on games, I did look up a particular cheat for that game, but nothing to skip the entire case. It looked like a hint.
See, I never looked up a cheat, but I would look up, you know, how to work it out. You know, what
a
am
hint.
I missing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to, like, hack the game or skip something vital. That kind of defeats the purpose of playing it in the first place. But I will look up a hint, like, I can't figure this particular problem out. Can you help me with it? But that's
exactly.
All I would
say.
If you have to have a cheat to skip an entire case, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Set it down, go back to your Wii.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Mm-hmm. You can go play Wii Sports. It'll be all right.
I like those games.
Those are fun.
I don't like them, though.
Oh, I like, it's not for the Wii, but I've been playing Kinect Adventures. My legs are so sore.
Are you cheating on the Wii?
I am cheating on the Wii.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I wanted to mention real quick that apparently Amazon.com, or Amazon, I should say, is actually launching a game download store specifically for the Mac. And I think that is a brilliant move because way back when, back in my younger years, Mac didn't have a whole lot of games for it because it was a new system and nobody was really sure it was going to take off. But the more popular Macs become, the more popular Apple becomes in general, more people are jumping on the Apple bandwagon basically. So now Amazon is making a download store specifically for the Mac. That is a brilliant business move, and I do believe that they're going to make some mad cash off of it.
They may, yeah.
Because a lot of Mac owners don't realize how many games out there are actually made for the Mac. Like there are some major, major games out there that have both Mac versions and PC versions. So I'm a brilliant move, Amazon. Kudos. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Good
mm-hmm.
job.
Actually, we've seen several games come out recently that were just for the Mac. They were not going for Windows. They were going just for Mac. Kind of interesting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
several MMOs. Yeah. Kind of cool.
That is really cool, actually. I'm impressed by that.
But, you know, I like this next one. Is Mac Defender malware a sign of the Mac-opolypse? I had to do this one. We've been talking about the PSN apocalypse. Well, now there's the Mac-opolypse.
Good luck saying that.
Yeah, I know, right? There's a new world order. Mac Defender and subsequently Mac Guard demonstrate that the inherent security by obscurity of the Mac is fading and that attackers are looking at the bigger picture. I've been saying this for a while. See? You should listen to Ginger.
Ginger, we should listen to
you. You should. The security mantra of Mac users revolves around the fact that it's not Windows. Look at the comment thread of almost any post online about a new vulnerability or new malware attack impacting Windows, and inevitably you will find a Mac user gloating about how they don't have to deal with those issues.
Uh-huh.
While that was true, it is misguided to believe that the reason stems from Mac OS X just being too secure for attackers to breach. Not being the preferred target is nowhere near the same thing as being impervious. Just because Cadillac Escalades or Chevy Silverado pickups are stolen more than the Ferrari 458 Italia doesn't mean that the Ferrari 458 Italia can't be stolen. It means there are way more Cadillac Escalades and Chevy Silverados in the world. So should Mac users feel violated? Well, yes and no. It is sort of like someone who walks around all day oblivious to the fact that a zipper is down. He may feel embarrassed when someone finally points it out, but it doesn't change the fact that it was already like that all day.
Oh.
Nothing really changed.
Oh, we have a guest. We have a guest.
Oh, we have a guest?
We do. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, dear. Who is this? Who is this on the phone? I'm sorry. Do we know you?
This is Gamey. I am driving down the freeway. I just decided to call it and see how my girls were doing.
Oh, we are already out of hand, woman. You've missed it.
Already been, it's too early to get in.
I've been good, I swear.
She has. I've been the one.
Yes.
You're not here to keep me in line, so I've been getting in trouble.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I got some news from out in the field.
Uh-oh. Oh, did you? What'd you get?
I didn't say I got anything. I'm saying I met two lovely young women while I were out about to go off to college, and I think I have gotten them into gaming as a career.
Yay!
I want to say hello to Memorial High School, Mrs. Mendoza, two seniors. I'm not going to say your name because you're still underage, but two seniors about to graduate this year, turning 18 before they go to college. Yay, if you go into gaming.
Yay, that is awesome. That is great.
You done corrupted someone else?
That's right. Well, I also wanted to say the GF community is also texting me instead of you guys on Twitter. He's listening, so I have to give my daily shout-out to him. And now I'm going to go because it's like 100 degrees in Texas, and I'm melting in the chocolate. I'm chocolate and I'm melting.
You're just delicious chocolate. Mm. Okay. Oh. Yes. Calm it down now.
Okay. See y'all later. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go, I did want to say this on the air, too. Guess what? You guys are off Monday. Yay! No news Monday.
Yay!
Bye. You get a day off.
Yay!
Woo! All right.
Okay. Other person, if you're listening to this, this does not mean I want to stay an extra day in that town. No.
What town would that be?
The town of my hometown. No, no. It'll be Hicktown.
No, no. I don't want to do that either.
Mm. Nope. All right. So, yes, you Mac people. And, you know, I was at Best Buy the other day and listening to a salesperson there actually trying to sell a Mac laptop to a guy and talking about how the Macs are incapable of being hacked. It's like, really? Are you really trying to sell this to this guy? And the poor guy who was sitting there just eating this whole story up had not a clue. I was like, oh, no, you do not want a Mac. I mean, no.
I love
Windows. Mac. Oh, yeah, they're great. But if you've not got a clue about computers in general, just go with Windows. Just easier to deal with.
Yeah, now that I would agree with. That, yeah. Well, actually, no. Let me take that back. Mac is a great system for those that are not that familiar with PCs or, I'm sorry, computers at all, because they're easy to navigate. They're easy to use. But for those who have even had the slightest bit of experience with a PC but aren't really that good at computers, you might not want to go for a Mac because they're a little bit harder to figure out once you've had exposure to an actual PC. That's what you're used to. That's what you are. Yeah,
yeah.
That's your playground. And if you leave that particular playground, you're going to be completely lost.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right, so it looks like the PSN apocalypse is over. Now it's the Mac apocalypse. Oh, I cannot talk. Mac.
I'm not allowed to try Mac to say talk. The first one you said because.
Yeah, I can get away with it because I didn't mean to.
I can't because you know I mean to. So I'm just not allowed to.
Yes, so you know what, Mac people, it is now your time to be hacked.
All right. I wanted to also go into talking about Transformers. That's right, guys. Your favorite Autobots are in a game.
Yes.
It's called Transformers Dark of the Moon, and they're a multiplayer preview. Let me go ahead and run through this really quick. I got it off of GameSpot again. Thank you so much for that. But it says, the latest Transformer game asks a very serious question. What happens when one group of giant robots gets super angry at another group of giant robots and they start fighting each other all over the world? It's a question you can let the game answer for you in the story mode. So apparently it has more than one mode. Yay. But if you'd rather take things into your own hands, you can answer that question for yourself in this third-person shooter's competitive multiplayer mode. I don't like third-person shooter competitive stuff just because people tend to become jerks. So, I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
One of my favorite shooters was the third-person shooter. I loved it.
No, I don't really. Well, I'm not into PvP stuff at all. So, anyway.
Oh, you Care Bear.
I know. I know. It's not an insult to me. Dark of the Moon's multiplayer is going to be familiar to anyone who played the most recent Transformers games, War for Cybertron. Didn't play it. There's a leveling up system, unlockable abilities, and a fair amount of customization as far as your character goes. The big difference here, of course, is the game setting. War for Cybertron was an original story set on the alien world of Cybertron, whereas Dark of the Moon is based on the upcoming movie in which Shia LaBeouf, I hope I said his name right, and company travel the Earth witnessing the continuing fallout between Autobots and the Decepticons. The two multiplayer maps we play in Dark of the Moon couldn't have been more different in a devastated Chicago and a picturesque South American village. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nifty. Like in War for Cybertron, there's a class system that lets you choose different vehicle types, ranging from cars to jets. Each has its strengths and weaknesses. The jet is good for zipping around wide open maps like Chicago, but its relatively low combat abilities make it better suited for conquest mode, in which you're trying to take over capture points. Oh, they have all these different modes. That's nifty.
That is cool.
Yeah. Then there's the tank, which is great for smaller maps like the South American map and does well in the game's deathmatch variants, team, and free-for-all thanks to its sheer brute force.
There are tanks?
Apparently.
Ooh, I like tanks.
That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond classes, there's also the Call of Duty-like leveling and upgrade system for those of you that like to have levels in your games. As you rack up experience, you'll unlock new special abilities, such as draining health from enemies to use on yourself or team defense buffs. You can start playing as the default Transformers from the story, but as you level up, you'll gain the ability to create customized characters, which becomes a sort of equivalent to Call of Duty's loadout system. If you're going to play Call of Duty either, I know. Blasphemy.
Well, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's just not something I'm interested in. So this actually sounds pretty interesting, kind of a new story for the same old to me. But maybe that's just me.
You know, sometimes a new story is just the thing it needs.
I guess so. Yeah.
I guess. All right. I guess it's my turn again.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com because I love those people. PSN Identity Theft Protection Program signups open. Sony announced that the PlayStation Network and Curiosity users in the United States can begin the process of enrolling in a 12-month subscription plan for identity theft protection by visiting us.playstation.com. Before announcing the news on the official blog, some PSN users were informed via email. Here's more from the official blog. As previously announced, Sony Computer Entertainment and Sony Network Entertainment have made arrangements with Debix to offer the All Clear ID Plus Identity Theft Protection Program to the PlayStation Network and Curiosity customers who are concerned about identity theft following the criminal cyber attack on the network. All Clear ID Plus is a premium identity theft protection service that uses advanced technology to deliver alerts to help protect you from identity theft. The service also provides identity theft insurance coverage and hands-on help from expert fraud investigators. Sony has arranged, at no charge to eligible PlayStation Network and Curiosity account holders, for 12 months of the service to be provided by Debix to those who choose to enroll. In order to be eligible, account holders must be the residents of the United States with active accounts as of April 20th, 2011. And again, this came from the PlayStation blog, which if you want to go over there and read it, is blog.us.playstation.com.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, so I know we're all talking about all of these problems that Sony's having, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever talked about this, but I haven't talked about it, so I'm going to talk about it now. so there.
Still there.
Still there. Poor Sony. I don't even know. You guys are having a hard time, although some of it's your fault, too, but still.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. This particular thing I'm also getting off of GameSpot. Love that site. Basically, what happened is Sony had a $3.17 billion loss, not million, billion, with a B, billion.
Ouch, that is horrible.
That's gonna sting later. But the PlayStation division itself actually saw a $434 million profit. But as a whole, $3.17 billion loss, that's not so good. I'm not sure how you will... recover from that. You know what I mean?
I don't know. You know they will, though. They have to. They're going to come out of this on top and bigger and better than ever.
They've got to.
And possibly, depending on how all this goes down, depending on how they end up handling everything, they could actually end up kicking Microsoft's butt with the Xbox.
Oh. Well, they said in its report, Sony said that the biggest factor in the shortfall was the result of a $4.4 billion charge related to deferred tax assets in Japan. The Great East Japan earthquake was also a factor, as was the fact that sales were down in every division of the corporation save two, the consumer professional and devices segment, which handles HDTVs and other electronics, and the networked products and services division, which encapsulates Sony Computer Entertainment. So basically, almost every division of their company is doing horribly except two. So, ouch.
Yeah, definitely ouch.
Ouch. Lower production costs of PlayStation 3 were cited as part of the reason for the uptick in networked product and services operating income. Sony sold 14.3 million PlayStation 3s, just short of its goal of 15 million, but up from 13 million the year prior. Only 8 million PSPs were sold, which is a little surprising to me, down from 9.9 million the year before, and some 6.4 million PlayStation 2s were sold, down from 7.3 million. But still, if you're still selling PlayStation 2s, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're doing pretty good.
Well, the handheld market doesn't surprise me. I mean, too many of these smartphones nowadays, especially since I got my Xperia. Yeah, totally bragging. You know, why do you need a handheld?
I got my phone. I swear.
Oh, it's hot. I slept with it, like, next to me last night. So pretty.
I don't even want to know.
Can I vibrate? Anyways, daytime, Corey, I'm sorry.
It's not me. It's not me.
But no, so the handheld market does not surprise me that they are faltering a little bit. I mean, because why would you have a handheld and a phone that can do the same thing?
Yeah.
And that the PlayStation 3s are up in sales, that does not surprise me. Hell, having an Xbox that's red-ringed the first day out of the box, trust me, I thought about taking it back and going and getting a PS3. So, yeah, that's not very surprising to me. I don't know.
I don't know, it's surprising to me, I guess because, you know, people are having to save money on everything, and handhelds are so much less expensive, or at least they should be.
I spent $200 on my phone, and we were talking about, what was it, the PSP being $300?
It's $250 to $350.
Yeah.
No, that was the new one coming out.
Is that the new one?
Yeah. I don't know how much the actual PSP is, but, I mean, handhelds are supposed to be cheaper. So I guess to me, in my mind, it would make sense for someone to buy those instead of an actual gaming console. But that's just me.
Yeah, except that they're about the same price as a console, and I'd rather have the console.
That just makes no sense to me. I mean, really, it really doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. But people are buying them, so hey, it's got to make sense to somebody.
Right?
All right, so it is my turn again. I think. Are you done? Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes.
Right. Number of male and female gamers nearly equal, but men outspend women 9-1 on virtual goods, according to a new study from MocoSpace. MocoSpace, the largest entertainment destination on the mobile internet, is announcing results from a study of nearly 1,500 social gamers on their platform. The company anonymously analyzed user data to see how men and women play social games, spend money, and engage with engage with each other.
Okay, wait a minute. Say that again? I want to make sure I heard it right.
The company anonymously analyzed user data to see how men and women play social games, spend money, and engage with each other.
Okay, got it. Go ahead.
All right. The study revealed that the MocoSpace platform sees nearly equal traffic from men and women. 53% of MocoSpace mobile social gamers are male, and 47% are female. However, men outspend women 9-1 on virtual goods. So, see, guys, you pick on us about shopping?
That's surprising.
You know, boys and their toys.
That's true.
According to the research, 69% of males buy virtual goods compared to just 31% of females. Furthermore, that 69% of male gamers are responsible for nearly 90% of all virtual goods bought in-game, proving that men really do love to shop, at least when it comes to gaming.
Yeah.
Male gamers also spend more time playing, but barely. Male gamers spend an average of 21 minutes per day playing MocoSpace's browser-based social games, while female gamers spend 19 minutes per day. Really, that's all? Games on the MocoSpace game.
I think you're basing that on your own experience.
Maybe. Games on the MocoSpace games platform include Street Wars, Stage Hero, Happy Farm, Blackjack Party, Roulette Party, and Lost World. The company is seeing over 300,000 monthly active users. Mobile social gamers also outspace general social networking users, as gamers have an average of 50 friends each, while non-gamers have an average of just 18. See, and you non-gamers say we're not social. This data makes gamers the most social, most active segment of MocoSpace's 17 million member-strong community.
We have social skills.
Yes, we do. They just come out online.
That's right.
MocoSpace CEO Justin Siegel says, our research shows that from a business perspective, both genders demonstrate high levels of engagement, which is good for advertisers, but men and male-dominated titles tend to drive bigger revenues for mobile social game developers. All right, so if you want to learn more about MocoSpace, or just go check out to see what they have, maybe you can spend more than 19 minutes a day playing, you can head over to MocoSpace.com. Seriously, 19 minutes a day? Dude, no.
That's not even like...
I'm still going through my email.
I almost snorted. All right. Woo! All right. So we know we've been talking about Sony's problems, right? Apparently, Xbox Live is having a service alert. So this was actually posted 2 days ago on GameSpot. Publishers say Xbox 360 PC gamers may experience spotty connectivity for online marketplace indie games channel. Internal operational error. Okay? It says, it appears as if Sony isn't the only one with the malfunctioning online store for its games console today, on the 25th. Microsoft has issued a service alert for Xbox 360 and PC gamers indicating that the Xbox Live Marketplace, Games for Windows, Live Marketplace, and Indie Games channel are all suffering technical difficulties. They said, we are aware of the problem and are working to resolve the issue. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, and thank you for your patience. Let's see. Apparently, GameSpot tried to access the content and had mixed results. An attempt to download content from Xbox Live Marketplace was successful. However, the same cannot be said for Xbox.com. Microsoft is apparently not responding to requests for comments from GameSpot. Not a surprise. And the Xbox Live Director of Programming, Larry, I don't know what is wrong with me today, Larry Major Nelson Herb, I hope that's how you say his name, has offered an update on the service interruption through his official Twitter feed, saying that the service hiccup is due to an, quote, internal operational error. Do you think the same thing is going on with Xbox Live that was going on with Sony?
Because you wannabe punks over at Anonymous are just that. You're punks, you're criminals, and your mother's... No, I can't say that.
No, don't say that. It's daytime. Daytime. If this is what's going on, and I have an inkling that it is, because Sony has taken a big enough hit that they're up, basically. They're worried about everything. But basically, they have to find another target. And it looks like it's almost time for our brief intermission.
It is almost time. You guys are going to hear us kind of disappear. We're going to have some music. And then if you come back in, like, I don't know, 20 minutes, we'll be up and you can hear the rest of the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you know you want to hear it. We got some good news and we are out of control. So you really, really, really want to hear it.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, PvP girl.
Fantastic, magic, druids, discussing nature and scholastics. Behold a night elf, kind in his smile. His clothes are great and leaves, you know the druid style. He asked me, do you know about the Emerald Dream? If you're talking about my eyes, they're just flattery supreme. Yes, they gleam, but that's not what I meant. The dream's a place where all world's nature's content.
I think we're back, right?
Yay! Yep, we are
Yay.
Back.
Yay!
On the other side now. Yay!
Does this mean I can misbehave now, or am I still...
still supposed to be good, but... Yeah. You know, Corey's not here. She can't hear us now.
She will kill us.
Guess when she listens to this later, I'm going to have messages. It's not going to be good.
But I won't. No, I will. I will. She'll be on me. She'll be like, I told you to behave.
I don't behave. I behave the way I usually behave.
Right?
This is being good for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you got to come on the morning show more often.
I don't know if Corey's going to let me after this. I'd be like, you are not allowed.
We'll have a mutiny.
I don't think that'll work.
Probably not.
She's got that big sword behind her door. I've seen it. Just so you...
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it, though.
I've seen it. It's there. True.
All right. So whose turn is it?
I think I went last, so you can go now. I've got some more to talk about. But, you know, I'll probably have more to talk about than we have time. So you go do your thing.
All right, I will. Hide your shirt, Hulkamaniacs. Majesco Entertainment climbs into the ring with Hulk Hogan's main event on Kinect for the Xbox 360. I cannot believe they're doing this. This is so horribly sad. Sad.
I used to be a Hulkamaniac.
Oh, no.
When I was like 10, you know?
I know. This guy's like, what, closing in on his 70s now? And no.
Oh, just leave poor guy alone.
All right, so Hulkify your living room as the world's most famous professional wrestler puts the kapow in your Kinect.
Did you just say kapow?
Kapow.
Okay.
Wrestling icon, impact wrestling superstar, and global sensation, Hulk Hogan and Majesco Entertainment Company, an innovative provider of video games for the mass market, announced today a strategic partnership to develop Hulk Hogan's main event exclusively on the Kinect for the Xbox 360. Imagine that, because that's the only place that works, for an expected release this fall. Developed by Panic Button, Hulk Hogan's main event is the first performance-based wrestling game on Kinect for the Xbox 360 that lets players train with mentor Hulk Hogan as they build their own wrestling personalities and learn the art of showmanship to win over the crowd. Oh, my God. So many ripped-up shirts.
Yes. Did they, sew it back together? Can reuse it?
I don't know. This is horrible. Jesse Sutton, CEO of Majesco Entertainment, says Hulk Hogan is much more than a wrestling star. He's a sports entertainment icon with a huge personality and really bad hair. Yes. Yes, yes, big perv.
And a really bad mustache goatee thing going on. I don't know.
I know. It's not the 70s anymore, dude. Get rid of the cornstache.
Morning time. Morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. A massive following on Spike's Impact Wrestling and immediate recognition across generations of fans. Partnering with the Hulkster for Hulk Hogan's main event is a dream come true, and we're looking forward to releasing a no-holds-barred motion-based experience that offers a full suite of over-the-top moves. Hulk even gave us a quote here. He says, listen up, people. You will feel the power of Hulkmania when you step into this game. Whether you are taking the damage or selling the pain, this game will let you unleash your inner wrestler as you hype up the crowd while putting the hurt on anyone who stands in your way. Oh, my God.
Ooh, I had to hold back. Okay.
In Hulk Hogan's main event, players will learn the ropes from the man himself as Hulk Hogan schools them on delivering the best show for the crowd by emulating famous Hulk poses and performing more than 30 punishing combos. The Kinect sensor tracks players' every move. The more dynamic the motion, the more high impact the wrestler's performance is.
I'm crying.
Players will create their own unique wrestler personality through a robust Create a Wrestler feature, including... many choices for face, hair, you know, the really bad 80s hair, tattoos.
Oh, my gosh.
Ethnicity, body type, and entrance music. Too busy laughing. Perform in 9 different venues, including the Backyard Brawl, local gym, and giant stadium in front of a massive audience. Enter tournament mode for 2-player tag team and turn extreme moves. The small players can wield a variety of damaging objects, including metal chairs and ladders, to deliver bone-jarring hits to their opponents. All right, so you want to check out more or you want to register, go over to HulkHogansMainEvent.com.
I want to check it out just to laugh.
It's going to be making an appearance at E3.
What?
At June 7th. Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? That works out because they gave me absolutely no artwork to put up on the website. So I've got nothing for you besides the story, people. So if you're not listening to this side of the show, you didn't get to hear about it.
You can totally put up a picture of Hulk Hogan there.
I thought about it.
You totally should. Get a picture of him, like, ripping his shirt off. Like, get the younger Hulk Hogan before he just became scary.
Before he became scary.
Before. Right. Many, many years ago.
Oh, wait. No, I found the image I'm using.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Y'all can thank me for this later. Just so y'all know.
Remember, Corey, if you're listening, I love you. Don't cut me.
Totally my fault. Okay, I'll take
all Snow's fault.
All my fault. All right, I want to switch gears and kind of go to something that's kind of shocked me just a little bit.
Shocked you?
Shocked me. I mean, I don't know why it did, but it did. Excuse me. Y'all know gold farmers, right?
Yeah.
They plague every single game out there.
They do.
Not even kidding. Even some of these free-to-play games, they have gold farmers, and you're like, wow.
Yes, it's horrible. I don't understand it.
Why are you going to pay for gold when you can just pay to unlock the thing? You know what I mean? Anyway. So basically, this is what's going on. Chinese labor camp prisoners are being forced to gold farm.
Oh, my God.
Right? Let me go ahead and read this for you. It's from, again, GameSpot. Love you! Okay. let me read this for you. Gold farming may be looked down upon in the world of massively multiplayer online games, but players cannot deny its existence or its prevalence. It's everywhere. A labor camp in...
everywhere. It's
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You know what? I can't pronounce that city, so we're just going to say China. A labor camp in China has taken the practice of gold farming even further by reportedly forcing its prisoners to work in actual coal mines by day and farm for gold in online games at night.
Wow.
Wow. An article in The Guardian has detailed the story of a prisoner in the camp by the pseudonym of Liu Dali, I don't know if I pronounced it correctly, who talked about his ordeal. Dali, who was a former prison guard, stated that if he couldn't complete his work quota, they would punish him physically. They would make him stand with his hands raised in the air, and after he returned to his dormitory, they would beat him with plastic pipes. They kept playing until they could barely see things. Wow.
Wow.
This particular operation was much more lucrative than the work the prisoners did in the coal mines. Prison bosses made more money forcing inmates to play games than they do forcing people to do manual labor. He said that a prisoner could earn between 5,000 to 6,000 RMB, which is about $770 to $925, with the money kept by prison officials. So basically they're corrupt. Go figure.
Right?
Dali added that many prisoners
in China.
Yeah.
There's no corruption there.
Of course not. Psh. We're going to so get bombed. Dali added that many prisons across the northeast of China also forced inmates to play games. Gold farming is the act of acquiring in-game currency in a massively multiplayer online role-playing game and selling it to a customer for a price, usually against the wishes of the game's operator. Yeah, it's pretty much against every game I know of. A 2008 report on the virtual economy of online games from the University of Manchester stated that about 80% of all gold farmers are from China, and I'm betting most of those are in those labor camps.
Yeah, would not surprise me.
Yeah.
That was just crazy. And you people, it's all your fault. You ones out there buying gold because, I don't know, whatever reason you fail at gaming, it's all your fault. So every time these guys are getting beat with hoses, it's all your fault.
Yeah. You know, there are some people that like that, but most don't. Oh, I'm sorry. Morning. Morning. That was the night snow coming out. Sorry, guys.
No, no, it's fine. That's fine. I'm laughing. That's hilarious.
I'm in trouble now.
It's all good.
I can see Corey getting mad at me now.
We're actually going to be cutting off pretty soon. If you want to go ahead and play the last song.
Are we? Yes, really?
Yep, we got 3 minutes and it's going to cut us off probably about
two. Oh my gosh. Okay, we're going to play this one because I like it.
Hi guys, thank you for being with us. We all had so much fun and snow has got to come more often.
Plato! To bring it down so we can talk to you. Yeah, guys, hi, this is Snow. I popped in for you today because she has something to do, but you need to listen to them because they're awesome. They're much, much better than
we have a lot of fun. And you did wonderful. Thank you for being here with me. Yay!
Yay! Yay! Come do this more often.
You're like, no, oh, it's snowing today. I love you, Corey.
Love you too, honey.
Maybe not quite as heavy. Now
come on, Gladys. Why you always gotta be talking about? Oh wait, that's not very nice. Seeing yourself. It's not nice. It's not nice. God, I'm a brick.
Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you had been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. You'll make the music.
All right, guys, well, we are just about to cut off here, so we shall see you Tuesday, because we're not coming back Monday.
Ginger's got the day off.
Yes, I do. I'm gonna get gaming on.